Those who didn't like me, now they like me. Those who didn't know that I can speak English, now know that I can speak some English.
Tune into One Love Radio 104.1 FM every Monday at 11 hours on the Bottom Line programs for hot discussions on politics and Zambia's governance system. The Bottom Line, only on One Love Radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailosh. The headlines. Serious water crisis persists in Lusaka's Kamanga compound and surrounding areas. Milo chiefdom moves to scale up aquaculture with new fish cages. In international headlines, furious protests at move to cement Togo ruling family's grip on power. And in sports, Sondashi returns to FC Musa after brief Buffalo's spell. And other news in detail. President Haga Indehejilama says the government is fully committed to ending load management and achieving energy security to lighten the burden on citizens. He says the unprecedented drought of 2024 has triggered an energy shortfall, forcing load management measures that are straining businesses and the economy. He notes that the economic growth is the cornerstone of the mission to deliver long-term prosperity for the country. President Hijilema says this will enable the government to create jobs for the youth, expand opportunities, and sustain vital public services. Chief Milo of the Lala people in Serenja district of Central Province has announced plans to expand aquaculture through a large-scale fish farming initiative. Speaking at Chinkumba Palace during a courtesy visit by a delegation from the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, the traditional leader says newly acquired cages are expected to boost sustainable fish farming in the chiefdom. He explains that though initial efforts were derailed by drought, the arrival of the cages procured with support from the African Development Bank, ADB, marks a new chapter in developing alternative livelihoods for his subjects.
Ruswasi Dam is completely dry. So government wanted to take those fish cages to other water bodies. But I requested through normal procedures and structures that I need to be given about 30 that you are going to see. Because we have a dam which was dug by a single family in the chiefdom. And when I went and saw that, I saw that there was an opportunity there. Then I had to lobby with the government, of which I was assisted with those.
Now, a serious water crisis has persisted in Lusaka's Kamanga compound and surrounding areas, with some households not having the commodity for months now. Residents in the affected communities, among them Kamanga, Overspill 1 and 2, and nearby areas had previously complained about the lack of the commodity. Utility company Lusaka Water and Sanitation Services had some time in 2024 commenced a water rationing plan which was to run alongside the Zesco load shed in Sheju. But months later, the residents have continued facing water challenges and have been complaining of hygienic concerns. One of the affected residents, Mulenga Mulumbwa, complained that the water situation had gotten out of hand. However, appealed to the utility company to address the water crisis in the areas. Communities in rural areas are adapting to climate change through innovative strategies, showcasing resilience and determination. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Center for Climate Mobility and Representative for Action Advocacy, Bright Simbambi says communities are employing innovative strategies to mitigate the effects of climate change. Mr. Simbambi says communities are practicing smart agriculture, using natural commodities, restoring wetlands, protecting forestry and rivers, as well as engaging in climate-resilient farming practices. Mr. Simbambi further says communities are taking proactive measures to protect water bodies and river boundaries, ensuring access to clean water and sustainable farming practices. Chinika Ward 11 Councillor Masao Songoma has lauded the decision made by the Kanyama Constituency Development Fund CDF Committee for allocating funds towards the reconstruction of a war fence connecting Kanyama Central Secondary School and Kanyama Community Grounds, which was brought down by a heavy downpour on the 23rd of March 2025. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says that the committee's decision to respond in the affirmative following calls by the people of Chinika Ward 11 in Kanyama Constituency is a clear demonstration that the voices of the grassroots are heard, thereby creating confidence in community leaders and the government. The civic leader disclosed that the collapse of the wall fence saw a rise in theft, thereby posing a serious security risk on the school infrastructure as well as the laners.
We want to appreciate the CDF committee for having heeded to our appeal in yesterday's meeting when we represented the people of Chinika, saying the money that is available right now in the CDF account should be channeled towards the reconstruction of the war fence at Kanyama Central School and Kanyama Central Community Ground. We appreciate the chairperson and all the members for having heeded to our call, and right now money has been set aside to reconstruct the walls.
How Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has commended the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, for publishing the 2024 Trends Report. In a statement, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyamba says the report indicates that the FIC detected suspected illicit financial flows worth $3.5 billion, mostly associated with commercial activities spread by multinational enterprises. Mr. Nyamba says TIZ has called for urgent government action to addressing the risk factors contributing to IFs. These include the high use of cash transactions, mobile money fraud, and false invoicing aimed at justifying international transfers through the banking sector, among others.
We are, however, very disappointed that the FIC analyzed less suspicious transaction reports that relate to public sector corruption, and this resulted in the low number of disseminations on corruption as compared to cases relating specifically to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. We therefore wish to remind the FIC that public sector corruption is a very dangerous vice and one that has very serious economic and social consequences, and therefore requires a greater attention, even in terms of the trends analysis.
We now take a break, so stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +264 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
International news. International.
A new constitution that has allowed Togo's long-time head of state, Faure Gnassingbé, to shift to a new role as all-powerful prime minister and escape the constraint of presidential term limits has triggered anger on the streets of the capital, Lome. Protests are set to continue this Friday. At least five demonstrators have died while confronting official security forces.